you, me, and CBD. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for another episode where we learn about CBD.
It's like treated just like any other medicine. So, like, if you have set your watch to take your blood pressure medication, CBD shouldn't be any different than that. You take it just like you would take anything else, same time every day. And, you know, for me, I often have to work late at night, but the routine that I have is I take my sleep tincture or my gummy exactly, you know, 30 minutes before I'm ready to go lay down.
Well, there's a few topics we want to cover today, and they all relate to zone. So we want to start by talking about travel. Since it is summer, and you may be listening to this in winter, but we want to talk about getting on a plane, getting your family on a plane, or little kids on a plane, or just going through security at the airport, or getting your pet in the car, things like that. We'll talk through all of that. And then we want to talk about being in your own zone, so your daily time zone and being, time zones, that's also one, and being consistent with how you use CBD and why. And lastly, being in the zone, talking about state regulations, levels of quality, and hitting those marks in order to have a good experience with CBD.
I love it. So let's begin.
Let's introduce everybody who's here. Jeff is here, Doug is here, and Blake is here.
Yes.
Hello, Danelle.
Hi.
I mean, hello, how you doing?
I think Jeff fell asleep. This is miraculous.
He slowed down.
He sat down. He listened for a few minutes, and all of a sudden, he was just so mellow. Tones of Richard and Danelle.
Right.
You guys could
the
be like a drive
tones.
Time. Like an evening jazz.
Relax
You're the dulcet
with.
Dulcet tones guy.
Kind of like relax with Ravine.
Exactly.
Oh,
don't listen to us while driving.
Don't operate heavy machinery while listening to this podcast.
Okay, Doug, it looks like you have the mic in hand and you want to dive into this. So why don't you start us off?
Man, I was excited about this topic because it is summertime. Folks are hitting the road. We certainly see that in the way that traffic behaves a little bit. The downtown traffic gets a little bit lighter in the summertime. People are out. The airports are picking up. And then the interstate roads are getting a lot busier. So if you're driving down the road, listening to the podcast, you're about to pull into the convenience store for snacks and drinks, this is that time of year. So one of the best times of year. And the question becomes, there are several questions. How do I relieve my anxiety if I get travel anxiety? Can I travel with my CBD from one country to another? What happens if I have CBD in my bag and I show up at TSA? And so I think what we've picked today is really fun and exciting to talk about.
Agreed. And so let's kind of get into a little bit of the, not the nuts and bolts, but let's kind of mix it up a little bit and get into some specifics.
Okay. So let's say you're going on an airplane trip and you're going to change time zones. There are a couple of things that come to mind first. Number one, there are a lot of people that are, just what we said a minute ago, anxious about getting on a plane. Maybe they haven't traveled for a couple of years. Maybe the busyness of the airport and getting on a full flight makes them a little bit anxious. Maybe traveling with their family makes them anxious.
Maybe they've never gotten on a plane before and they're 30. This happens.
Yeah, very.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. You're right.
Or if you're traveling with all the kids.
Yeah.
You know, and the stress of having, or if you're on an airplane and you have a crying baby next to you.
Or if you're going on a plane to Disneyland.
Right. You're heading to Southern
Period.
California.
As they say, there's the difference between a trip and a vacation.
That's right.
You know, the trip is when you have the family, the kids, and everyone with you. In a vacation, it might be yourself or your health or a significant other.
Yeah, so let's talk about all of those. So first, getting on the plane and anxiety related to airplane travel, which also applies to car travel or any type bus travel, anything. And that is that CBD really is tremendously helpful when it comes to reducing anxiety. Now, we talk about that in a lot of our podcasts, and generally it's about stress related to daily life or generalized anxiety disorder or at certain situations where people become anxious. And we kind of forget that travel can also, while it's exciting and it's a fun adventure to get to the place you're going to, the getting there can be filled with traps of anxiety. So we really recommend and encourage folks to think about using CBD when they're traveling. Now, it might be in the form of a gummy or a tincture, something that's relatively fast acting. Gummies are acting within 40, 45 minutes, tinctures within 25 minutes. And it's just a lot easier once you've taken that. So this is, you know, how a lot of people do it. They take their gummy as they're about to board the flight. By the time they're seated and the doors have closed and the plane's about to take off, that effect of the CBD gummy starts to kick in and they feel like it's a much more enjoyable flight. They're not as stressed. They get a little bump in the air and they're not as anxious as they could sometimes be. And that lasts generally for the full duration of the flight, unless you're going, you know, around the world. But if you're thinking about less than 10 or 12 hours, 6 to 8 hours max, then you're probably going to be doing okay.
So, I have a whole bunch of people recently who told me if they're going to take a really long flight, they actually use their sleep tincture to get on the flight. And then they sleep really well throughout the flight, especially during the normal hours they would normally sleep. So if you're going to, you know, take the red eye or whatever, you're normally to be asleep anyway. They take their sleep tincture and they just sleep the whole time.
That's brilliant. So I think that's plane travel and anxiety, getting the rest that you need is really important, which leads me to the second topic. And that is when you do travel, a lot of times you're in a totally foreign place. You're across time zones. Maybe it's two time zones different from home. Maybe it's 6 or 8 hours different. And your body clock is messed up. How do you treat that and how do you get back on track or how do you defeat jet lag in order to adapt to local time as quickly as possible? Well, let's say that you're going from the United States, you're going east. And so you're going to fly overnight. You're going to wake up in the morning or midday in Europe, for example. And the first thing travel advisors would say, and we as pharmacists would say, is stay awake. Don't take a nap land there. You really need to stay awake. That will force your body into a more normal rhythm at night. But then when it is time to go to bed, which is allowed to be early, you know, you can go to bed at 8 or 9 when you get into your new city.
5 or 6.
Or 5 or 6 if you're really desperate. But at least hang on till that long. And then as Blake was saying about sleep tincture, use a sleep tincture or a sleep gummy and use that on your first night of arrival and every night while you're there, because that will help you get a better night's sleep and adjust to the time zone more quickly and defeat the jet lag.
Yeah, I think it's well documented that I take CBD, CBN gummies for sleep. I used to take Ambien back in the day, but I was always a little leery of that as a pharmacist because you can become pretty dependent on it. So I've pivoted to the CBN, CBD gummies, and I would just concur. I think that just it reinforces the value of that as you're traveling. If you need to get some sleep and have your body recuperate and adjust, that it's a fantastic option that works pretty quickly and it's very effective. And if you take the right dose, doesn't leave a big hangover.
So do you need to be aware of, if you're going out of the country, of, am I doing anything illegal now that I'm in another country?
Good question. If anybody's planning on going to Russia. Normally that'd be pretty fun, but I'm being a little sarcastic right now because that's probably one of the last places you want to go.
Especially CBD.
But we also had a well-known WNBA player who had a little incident there as well. Even though that wasn't CBD, that was
a little
something else. I'm being a little snarky, but we're planning actually a big family trip this summer. We have before a couple of my kids take off to college and the family starts getting, you know, a little bit more spread out. We're taking a trip to Japan, and my wife informed me the other day that I cannot take my CBN gummies with me. So I was a little bummed out about that. But so there, you do probably need to pay attention. I think Doug was talking about this earlier. You can probably jump in about other countries. Generally speaking, as long as you don't have cannabis or marijuana, you can take CBD to most places. But the recommendation is look at the country's laws and make sure you're not doing something that's getting you in trouble. And Japan just happens to be one of those, and that's where I'm going this summer.
Yeah, it's something that we don't often think about. You know, it's you have your regular prescription medications, and those are generally pretty safe to take with anywhere you go, as long as they're for personal use and you're not stocking up for friends or things like that. But and certainly everywhere in the United States, if you're traveling, then CBD is legal to take across state line. There are no issues there. You can travel to Canada and to Mexico with it, no problem there. But Japan, some other Asian countries have stricter laws related to CBD than other places. Europe is very similar to the U.S., where CBD and THC content are very close to each other. So traveling within Western Europe for sure is safe with CBD. Eastern Europe, you'll have to check country. But I think the point that Jeff makes is a really good one. And that is, look at the country. If they sell CBD or cannabis in any form, then it's probably pretty safe to travel with. If they don't sell it or have severely restrictive laws related to it, then best to leave it at home or pack it deep in your luggage so it can never be found. Point. The other suggestion would be to get a note from your physician, your prescriber, and just have a little note in there from your doc saying, this is for legitimate medical purposes. It's not for recreation use. We don't know if that would solve every problem, but it might certainly make it a little easier when you get get to the border.
I used to think and worry a lot about that, but you know, doing more and more traveling, there are a couple places, but most places don't even.
So the old inappropriate joke that I've said for many years is, yes, Mr. TSA agent, I've got something hidden on me. I dare you to find it. But see, I told you.
Yes,
I
warned please you. Take off your
exactly.
clothes
I warned you.
And bend over.
I warned you. But
that's scary.
So we've talked about this before, right? In CBD in this country has been legal since 2018, so not an issue. Europe's been way more progressive than we have for a long time. Not an issue. So you're likely to be fine. We're just saying, if there's any question, if you're going to, you know, a random country that's kind of a one-off, just probably worth it.
I don't know if Japan appreciates being a one-off,
well,
but
you know, different culture.
Sure. Right?
So just, it's probably worth a minute of research.
Absolutely. And is it the CBD or is it the THC that is a no-no?
I think it's both.
It's both. We talked mostly about oral use of CBD when traveling. I think it's worth mentioning topical use as
100%.
Well.
100%. You're carrying a heavier bag. You're moving more on your feet.
Exactly. You're walking a lot more potentially.
Right.
You're going up and down stairs. You're carrying more things. Maybe you're doing some kind of adventure trip. Having some topical CBD, it's where you can rub into your joints and achy muscles at night or after vigorous exercise is so smart.
And helps relieve bottom of your feet, stress. Tension, headache, driving on the wrong side of the street.
Exactly.
So we had a of family trips, we had a trip last summer. Also, my wife had actually torn her meniscus. And the doctor had given her a steroid injection, but it was still bothering her. And she put salve on her knee, and it was a game changer. Flat out game changer, because in Europe you walk a lot more than you do around here. We had jump in the car to, you know, drive down the block. Europe, you walk around a lot more and wears you out. And you know, so, but it was, she couldn't have done it without the salve.
My mom right now, sorry, this is more anecdotal stuff, but my mom right now is the sole caregiver for my dad who has cancer. And so she has a bone spur. And so they recommend, you know, getting it removed. But she can't afford to be off of her feet for a couple of weeks. And so she uses the salve every single day. She puts it on her foot, slathers it on, puts a sock on, goes to sleep. She's good for 6 to 8 hours the next day before it hurts so bad she has to sit down. So, yeah, game changer for sure.
Yeah. So I think, you know, think about CBD topicals for your travel regimen as well. And think about where you're going, what your activities are going to include. And it never hurts to have a little CBD along, whether topically or oral.
Yeah, if you're going to a trade show or Disneyland, yeah. It's highly recommended.
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah, if you want to hit that 3-day pass full on at Disneyland, you're bringing your topical.
See what going from sitting in an office to walking 10 miles a day feels like?
Oh, yeah. Boom.
The salve's pretty good.
And the salve is great for mosquito bites, too. Reduces the inflammation and the itching and the swelling.
If you're going to the deep south where there's sitting water,
right.
Take the salve.
I don't want this to slide by because with pets and travel.
Yeah, pets and travel. More and more we see pets of one variety or another on airplanes and certainly driving, taking the family pet on the family vacation is more and more important for families. So using some CBD to help relieve anxiety for the traveling pet relieves the anxiety of the travelers as well. So it's worth thinking about. If you have a dog, there are great dog chews. There's also tinctures that work great. Works well for cats, for birds. We haven't tried it on many other pets, but to Danelle's point earlier, write in. Listeners, tell us how you use CBD tincture for your pets. And so again, it's the same concept, smaller doses, and use about 30 to 40 minutes before travel, and it'll make that car ride or that airplane travel a lot smoother.
I once took a Southwest flight filled with penguins.
Oh, come on.
There's a joke. I think there's a joke in there somewhere.
And they were they got a better seat than you, right?
They did. They were all on first. And the zoo was transporting them, and they all had seats. Well, yeah, they were all in their containments. But
I mean, they were all dressed up in their tuxedos.
Yeah, they were good-looking penguins. Ba-dum-bum.
So on that note, when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit about the next zone that we're going to go into, right, Danelle?
All right, so hang on tight.
But no, it's CBD, CBD, oh! A miracle to help you get to sleep.
I can't wait.
It's a fixer, get the picture, find it today at Farmer and Chemist. FarmerAndChemist.com.
What if I have any questions?
Farmer and Chemist.
They've got pharmacists to help you.
FarmerAndChemist.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. It's time to talk about the next zone. How about just being in your personal zone?
Oh.
You know, when you are in your regimen, when you are in your routine, when you find that, I mean, you talked about slowing down earlier, which scares me to death, but when you find your cadence, how is CBD or CBN or CBG or all the CBs and potentially a little THC important?
Yeah, so I think to that point, what you're saying is also that it's important to have a routine, that it's important to have
in order to be in the zone.
Yeah, yeah, and it all kind of goes together. I mean, there's so many things out there with CBD. How do you find that routine?
Right, well, let's ask these guys because, I don't know, mine's like go till you hit a wall.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a good way to find a routine with CBD?
Because I treat it just like any other medicine. So like if you have set your watch to take your blood pressure medication, CBD shouldn't be any different from that. You take it just like you would take anything else, same time every day. And, you know, for me, I often have to work late at night, but the routine that I have is I take my sleep tincture, my gummy, exactly, you know, 30 minutes before.
So like a blood pressure med, same time every day, like your statin for cholesterol, you're supposed to take that at night. Your PPI, you're supposed to take it 30 minutes, you know, for like omeprazole for, you know, you're supposed to take that 30 minutes before a meal. Consistency, same thing. So there's kinetics we can jump into, but we won't again to not to bore people, but yeah, totally reiterate that. It's unless you're, again, you're talking about a as needed topical, for, you know, sprained ankles or mosquito bites or something like that. But if you're using this for inflammation, chronic inflammation, neuralgia, again, sleep, you know, whatever chronic use it may be, either topical, like a salve for that type of thing, or an oral gummy or tincture, it should be consistent.
Well, and typically the way I think about most cannabinoids is you have a daily regimen that you're doing, and then you have a rescue med, just like you would for like something for else.
Yeah.
And so your daily stuff is literally like your vitamin, the same thing that you would do every single day.
So how do I know if it's working right or working at all? I mean, is there should I wait a day, or will it be 5 minutes, or should I wait a month?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, Richard. And we have people that ask that question when they come in and chat with us about CBD, and they say, what should I expect from this? So generally, this is how I look at it, and you guys help me out. The consistency of daily use, especially for sleep or anxiety or chronic pain, is really important. So taking, as Jeff and Blake just said, every day at the same time is number one key to use. Second thing is, some people notice an immediate effect, especially with a topical CBD, but sometimes when you're thinking about especially sleep-related relief, then it requires more than just one try to have the maximum effect. So what we say is take it just like you do for some of the other medicines that we think about that are picked up in the pharmacy. Take it every day at the same time, in the same manner, following your same routine, which is good sleep hygiene, for example. And then after about 4 or 5 days, take a personal inventory of how you're feeling, how you're resting compared to how you were sleeping prior to using the CBD. Same thing with your wake-ups. Are you waking up better? Are you less groggy in the morning because you've had a better night's sleep? Are you waking up fewer times because you're able to sleep better? Or when you wake up in the night, are you getting back to sleep faster? So those are some things that we can use to measure the effectiveness of daily use of CBD. Remember, it's not like Ambien. You're not going to take it and then feel knocked out. However, having said that, there are some people, myself included, who when I take my daily dose each night, then after about 45 to 60 minutes, I feel drowsy. And that's when my body needs to go to sleep. So listen, the other recommendation is listen to your body. And when it's time to go to sleep, go to bed and allow that CBD to have the effect that it's supposed to have, and you will sleep a lot better. Yeah.
Doug, I liked your personal inventory comment. I hadn't really thought about it that way. And I don't suggest this, but anecdotally, I've had people say to me, yeah, I've tried your CBD and it doesn't work. And then they stop it and they're like, oh, wait a minute. I didn't realize it was working. I actually now feel worse, and it is noticeable, but they don't have that tangible understanding until they actually stop it. So I'm not suggesting that, but I think it is a great idea to say, hey, this is how I'm feeling, and symptoms or whatever before, this is how I'm feeling, you know, on it. And, you know, it's a good way to track it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me personally, I used to be in my younger days, a little bit more rough and tumble. And, you know, I've need to get both my shoulders worked on with surgery, and it would hurt to grab a shirt out of the closet. I mean, literally lifting my arms was really, really painful. I've broken part of my rotator cuff out on each of my shoulders. And so, you know, I started formulating all of these things and doing these things. And I'm like, this is good for inflammation and pain. So, you know, I wasn't sure if I was a true believer or not. And I started taking things, and then all of a sudden what I noticed was I didn't feel like doing cartwheels or anything, but I'd reach for a shirt and it didn't hurt.
Exactly.
I mean, like right now as we're talking, I have my arm up above my head, you know, just kind of resting on my head. I could never lift my shoulder like this even, you know, a couple of years ago. It was impossible. It would hurt so badly. And so what I notice is I can do things and I just don't hurt all the time.
Yeah. I think you guys are making a really good point. And the fact that we think about it and say, oh, it doesn't have that immediate impact. Like I take an ibuprofen and I expect my headache to go away. or I take a Tylenol, I want my fever to drop immediately. CBD doesn't necessarily work like that. But with that daily consistent use, and then, like Jeff, to your point, I noticed it when I forgot one night. You know, like you just get busy, you fall out of your routine, and I forgot to take it one night, and I had the worst night's sleep. So as I reflected on it, I thought, why was that so bad when I've had so many good nights? I had forgotten my CBD. And trust me, it is back where I see it every night when I go to bed, so I don't miss it again.
So can I relate this to our earlier topic of travel? And let's talk about a car. So if you fill your car with gas, it goes. When you let it go to empty, it stops. But if you continue to fill your tank, you consistently move. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
I have several people who like a particular tincture. And they basically said, you know, once sometimes they'll run out and they know they have about 2 to 3 days before they'll start feeling the negative effects of not having it. So what they take it pretty consistently every single day, and it does build up and you end up getting the benefits of it, you know, over time. But they sure do notice when they don't have it. So keeping it full is probably the right way to go.
So the zone of consistency, I think getting in that zone, doing it that way is a great thing. So now as we kind of transition for our final
final zone. Is it the twilight zone?
Yeah, yeah. Curious. So let's just, we'll come back in just 1 second.
Thank you, Douglas.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the final or the final topic of the zone subject is going to be of regulations. Is that right?
Right. The idea of quality.
Quality.
Regulation.
Regulation.
But no, it's CBD, CBD, oh. A miracle to soothe anxiety.
Well, I can't wait.
It's a fixer, get the picture, find it today at Farmer and Chemist. FarmerandChemist.com.
Now, what if I have any questions?
Farmer and Chemist.
They've got pharmacists to help you.
FarmerandChemist.com.
We're back.
Oh, hi, we're back. I'm sorry I was falling asleep. I just ran in the back.
You slowed down.
I know, I was slowing down. I've been I'm trying to take your advice. I just, yeah.
Starting 20 minutes ago.
Yes, it's my first time slowing down, so.
So our final zone topic, again, just to kind of make sure everyone's still with us.
Yes.
Is going to be?
Quality and regulation.
Okay.
So how many places or how many, let's go down to the U.S. because we're U.S. based. How many states are highly regulated with the quality of their products?
CBD?
Their CBD products.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be that would be an interesting analysis to do. Maybe Blake has something that he would be able to share with us.
All right. Do you want like the short version or the long version?
Let's do short. And then if we need to extend it out, we can do that.
State by state.
I have a map.
In
Rhode
either
Island.
Geographically so, or alphabetically. You're right.
Zip code. By its favorite food.
Let's go by zip code.
Look, generally speaking, CBD online is not regulated almost at all by anybody. And so it is just as much the Wild West now as it always has been. And most people are trying to make hay while the sun is shining. I mean, most of what you find out on the internet right now is mostly Delta 8s, Delta 10, Delta 6, TCO, HHP, all these other derivative cannabinoids that all get you high. And they're like, oh, yeah, we threw some CBD in as well. Well, where did it come from? Who grew it? You know? And look, if they're not that careful and they can't tell you where it was grown and they can't tell you what testing it's had and they can't tell you it's, you know, basically seed to sale, if they can't tell you all that information, they bought the cheapest CBD they can find online, and most likely it's not being tested in the way that would be considered safe.
So you're going to be able to find a Farmer and Chemist CBD online, but The difference is to your point, you'll be able to answer those questions that you
it's
ask.
It's where we make it and where it's registered.
Yeah, absolutely. And we make it here in Utah. You know, in the case of Farmer and Chemist, we know where everything comes from. And we know where it's produced. We have tests. It's registered.
Yep.
You know, there's all these things that are associated with it. And so there are some highly regulated states, but even they sometimes struggle, especially with the online stuff. So you still have to find a trusted vendor. No matter what, you got to find somebody that you trust.
So is it fair to say there, though, that if you are buying something online, look to see where the state, where the product is actually registered? And
is it registered?
And is it registered? But is it a possibility that somebody online is selling something different online than what they're selling in their store in a regulated state? Or I don't know. Is that even?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Like it's look. I mean, at the end of the day, before I would buy anything, which the fact of the matter is, with you know businesses like Farmer and Chemist, I don't need to go shop anymore. So it's nice. Like it's really nice having somebody, a group I trust. But if I were to go somewhere and start trying to find a new product to buy,
yeah,
can I contact them? Can I get a pharmacist to actually
answer? Or do they have a lab test or a certificate of analysis posted online for their products?
I have so many questions that I want answered before I buy anything online, especially when people are out there doing things like, look, this is 100% CBD from hemp seed oil. Hemp seed doesn't have any cannabinoids, and so they've had to add it. Well, we just did that so Amazon would let us put it on. Well, look, so you lied to me. We started out of the gate. Before we even got out the door on our date, you lied to me, right? And so I'm not playing that game with anybody.
What is it that, I mean, we talk about, we're in, obviously, Utah. What is it, what are the check boxes that Utah has done to make the CBD so you feel like you're getting a quality product if it's manufactured like Farmer and Chemist products?
Yeah, I mean, if we're just taking Farmer and Chemist as an example
of quality
CBD products. Farmer and Chemist.
Oh, okay.
Farmerandchemist.com.
Can you sing us
locations like?
Can you sing us the jingle?
Farmer and Chemist.
I forgot about the jingle.
Well, the state of Utah does some nice things for CBD companies that sell locally retail in Utah. So number one distinction, we're not talking about online sales within the state of Utah or even companies that are domiciled in Utah that sell online. We're talking about specifically Utah regulations applying to CBD stores and products that are sold for retail in within the state boundaries. The regulation is actually really, really good. I'll just point out a few. Number one, every product has to be lab tested by a third-party lab and tested now by the state to verify the THC and CBD content so that we're not violating federal law or state law, which is 0.3% THC. The next thing they're looking at is Delta 8, Delta 10, Delta 9 THC and prohibiting the sale of anything other than Delta 9 THC. The others are synthetic. They're more potent, but they're really going above and beyond the intention of the federal government's restrictions as well as the state law. The third thing... What is the third thing, Blake? I lost my train of thought on all these things after registration and THC content. The next thing is they have inspectors that actually come out and inspect retailers to verify the products that they're selling to make sure that they are registered by the state or with the state, and they meet all of the regulations around appropriate weights and pesticides and safety that we all believe everybody should comply with. Another thing that they do is the state of Utah regulates retailers. So anyone selling CBD must be registered with the state as a retailer of CBD products. So it just kind of keeps the environment clean for those of us who are trying to do it the right way.
So I would say, you know, one of the things I really like all of that. That was a good summation.
Oh, thanks,
well,
man.
Well done.
That yeah, was, I appreciate so that good. From you.
Yeah, awesome. One of the things that I would say is find out if you're going to buy it where. So Jeff suggested this earlier. Know where it came from. Does the place that is producing it have a registration in any way, shape, or form? And if they do, is the product you're interested in buying registered within the state? So in Utah, you can actually go to the registry and see every product that's registered. If something's not registered in a place that requires registry, that immediately tells me they're trying to skirt the rule in some way, shape, or form. And maybe it's ignorance, but like if you're giving somebody some kind of medical treatment, you should probably figure out what the rules are to do that. And yeah, so, you know, there are ways for you to figure out what products probably at least meet all the flags, if not, you know, showing up with a bunch of red flags. Somebody lies, won't register, you know, can't tell you where anything came from. That all is a warning sign.
So my thought is that we're actually talking about the safety zone.
Oh.
Are we?
A new zone.
Another Wait, zone.
We're only doing three zones.
I know. I'm sorry. I zoned out.
Now we're in the safety
zone. We're in the safety zone.
You know, but I think what we're talking about is a really important thing. Farmer and chemist, and I don't mean to be totally self-promoting, even though we did say farmer and chemist 20 times.
Wait, what? A minute ago. What group is it?
Farmer and chemist.
Farmer and chemist. Okay.
We all of our products are the same regardless of where people buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I guess that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, so I want to point that out, that if someone buys a farmer and chemist product online in another state, they're getting the exact same product that someone would purchase if they were here in Utah with all of the heavy regulation that we have to face. And we like that. You know, to Blake's point, we want people to date us and we want to be honest with them. And we don't want to lie at the front, so we don't.
And there's still states we can't sell to.
Yeah, there are a couple of states that love our regulation, but have different laws related to THC content. And so we do our best to restrict sales in those states that are done online. But if somebody wants to get around it, that's great. And, for their welfare. And we just want them to know that everything we sell is going to be consistently the best we can make it. And we're not trying to sell or talk out of two sides of our mouths. Yeah.
I think it is about safety. So to your point, we're putting a drug in our body. So I would hope and think that if somebody's doing that, that they want to make sure that they're buying a consistent quality product. So this is a completely tangent comment, but I want to bring it up because it comes up quite often, is that I've had people tell me over the last 5 or 6 years that we've been doing this, that they've tried CBD and it didn't work. And most of the time when I look at what they're using, it's not CBD. It's, to your point, it's hemp seed oil or something else. So where I'm going with that is, it's probably worth another try if you've tried it and you didn't think it worked. But whatever you do, the likelihood of it working is much, much higher if you are demanding quality and you're buying from a source that is trusted and has gone through all the steps to make sure that they're compliant and they aren't putting garbage on the market.
And that said, I think, Danelle, I think...
I just want to start with Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. Anyway.
This has been fun, right?
This has been fun. I love talking about the zones.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It was great. It was great. And I learned something.
Did you now?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I'm going to go home and slow down and take my CBD and go on a trip.
All right. Sounds good. And to all you traveling listeners out there, good luck. Be well. Get your routine in hand and check your quality.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to You, Me, and CBD. Please refer a friend or write a short review. And if you're in the Salt Lake City area, we'd welcome you to stop by our Farmer and Chemist store. Or you can always go to farmerandchemist.com.